how long have we been talking about New York American Water? Years, right? Well, finally, ladies and gentlemen, we actually had some decent news over the weekend where you have a couple of local governments now studying the prospect of a takeover of New York American Water. And, you know, we have been diving into this filthy topic, filthy water, for a long time. One of our guests has been at the lead and guiding us and everything else. She's done a great job, Agatha Nadell, representing a coalition of ratepayers who are needing some action here. Finally, we got some good news. First off, Happy New Year. And I was so happy to read what was going on and the possibility now. My goodness, it's been a long time, Agatha. How are you?
Oh, Jay, I am absolutely terrific. I can't think of any better news, you know, to start 2021 off of, you know, for this fight. This is just really amazing news. We're so, so pleased.
Indeed. And, you know, in case you missed the piece in Newsday, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you have the town of Hempstead that it said it would see some consequences, serious ones, if it were to spend the $500 million or so to acquire the assets of New York American Water in the town, municipalize the system and everything else. And then conversely, where you have the village of Seacliff, Agatha, which also have been considering taking over the service of NYAW. You got about, what, 4,300 plus customers there.
Right, right.
Found its proposed takeover could be in the public interest and a viable alternative. And, man, I'll tell you, that was great stuff. Talk about that for a sec.
Yeah, it just was amazing. And I, you know, first of all, obviously have to thank the village of Seacliff. I mean, their willingness to not only receive, you know, the grant money for this study, which came from two senators, Senator Marcelino and Senator Gorin, and then for them to be overseeing the study, which was performed by Walden Engineering, was really critical because we needed a, you know, an entity, a legal, you know, entity to be able to do this. So they stepped up to the plate, and it was, in my opinion, morally and ethically the correct thing to do. And we're so happy because as a result, they're helping the entire community within the Seacliff District. And that, you know, the Seacliff District, quote unquote, means the village of Seacliff, parts of a good chunk of Glenhead, and then parts of, you know, other surrounding areas. So this is just terrific. And I know that all of us in this fight always believed that if the study was done thoroughly and correctly, it would be in our favor. And, you know, it was further great to see that the approximate valuation cost came right within the range of what we thought it should be. I mean, a lot of us have done a lot of research over the last 4 to 5 years, and this study was just a confirmation of all, you know, that are fighting this hoped what it would be. So it's just when we saw favorable in the public interest, I just couldn't believe it, because you know you never know, you know, you can, how it's going to come out. So this was really, really terrific news for this community.
No question. You know, and folks, if you're thinking about Liberty Utilities, you know, that was the pending sale, Liberty Utilities for $600 million taking over that. And you know, when you read about Liberty, you know, it's almost like they are a first cousin, you know, to the goings on of NYAW. You know, we have heard some horrible stories, Agatha, in the day of Liberty Utility. So it's almost like, you know, what's the old saying? Into the frying pan you go from the whatever, from NYAW into Liberty. And that didn't, that could not have sat well with you and others.
No, no, absolutely not. I mean, you know that expression, two birds of a feather flock together, and it was really going from one awful private, you know, company to the next. And, you know, there were hearings that were done before the holidays of which people spoke out, you know, to oppose this sale from AW to Liberty. And it just, you know, it's amazing in that, you know, they bring in, you know, some of their employees, some of their subcontractors, these people. Obviously, they're speaking in favor of the sale because it benefits them, you know, but they're not thinking of the customer and who it, you know, it really should be benefiting. So there were plenty of people that spoke out, you know, against the sale. And so now we're also sitting, you know, on eggshells for that because that's not been finally determined yet. We're awaiting the PSC's decision on whether that sale, you know, is going to go through. And hopefully we should know, within the next month or so, maybe month to 2 months, we're waiting to hear on that. So, you know, again, we're hoping that that is not going to go through.
Is it with cautious optimism that you await this decision? Because I say that, you know how I feel about the Public Service Commission.
Right.
You know, to me, they are almost in cahoots. They're like a silent partner, have been, as far as New York American Water is setting the rates and everything else. I just don't trust them. I just don't trust them at all. I'm sorry. Is that a little bit of trepidation regarding the mindset of you and others there?
Well, of course, because their track record, their history has not been good. I mean, it appears, and not just in this state, but in other states, these regulatory commissions overwhelmingly always tend to rule in favor of these private water companies. So cautious optimism, I think, is a very good way to look at it. And I just, my hope, and I think the hope of everyone, you know, that's fighting this here, is that when you listened to some of the testimony at these hearings, I mean, Jay, I got to tell you, we all nailed so many facts. You know, I think the PSC perhaps may have been blown away by what we threw at them. And, you know, I mean, concrete facts, you know, of, the, you know, Liberty and American Water and you know, their not so good track record. And, you know, this is all going on the record. So, you know, at the end of the day, if they rule in favor of this company, I have to tell you that I think it would be not only a tremendous embarrassment to them, but, you know, it would not look favorably upon them. And, you know, and I think there would be public outrage. I really do. And, you know, the other thing is with the studies, you know, with the CCLF study and then, you know, the Massapequa Water District, with those studies that are put on the website under the case number for this potential sale, that's proof that it's feasible. So, you know, the thing is that it's almost, it sticks right in their face if they rule against that when there's actual proof that it is in the public interest. You know, it's not going to look good for them. And, you know, also it's not going to, you know, it's not going to have a good reflection on the governor because, you know, the governor is now, fully behind this fight. As you know, from a few months ago, there was an article in Newsday. He set a date of April 1st, for the study of a municipalization of NYAW's territory in Nassau. And let me tell you, he now has those bills. He has seen these astronomical bills at $600-$700 a month in the summer, and even in the non-summer months, you know, where my family may be paying between $150 to $200 a quarter, those, you know, with the public water are paying $15 to $25 a quarter. That's a huge difference, you know. So again, you know, we're hoping that they're going to do, the PSC is going to do the right thing here, because it really would be an embarrassment to them.
And not only that, you know, let me say this, because, you know, it's taken a long time, too long. I give a guy like Carl Mussolino the most credit. Even on his swan song and his way out, you know, he was really one of the only ones who got it done. You know, we could, you know, go over a couple of assembly guys, you know, Mike Bonasano's, Ed Ra, you know, we've had him on. And I've been very critical of the Letitia James, Madeline Singus types, the investigative situations that are taking place, that we have no finality here.
We've heard nothing from either one of them.
The likes of a Chuck Schumer on the driveway, I remember it clear as day like yesterday. And maybe, I think it was your driveway, actually.
Yeah,
maybe, I think it was. You know, yep. And listen, we all know Chuck loves the camera. But please, can you give me some closure here? And even that of Governor Cuomo, who failed to recognize in a timely manner, and we should underline that, in a timely manner, because this thing is not just happening in the last 7 or 8 months. This has been going on for years. People are getting ripped off left and right. And finally, you got this feasibility study. Finally. The likes, and I give Jim Gorin some credit here, because when he took the reins over, he carried it through here. So there's some accolades, and there's plenty of disappointment to go around here, in my opinion.
Well, I think, you know, Senator Gorin has done an amazing job, and, you know, I can't thank him enough, because I know he got those bills, you know, directly to the governor. I know that for a fact. And I think the governor was probably incredibly shocked. You know, I don't know, with all the bills that we've made copies for in the past that were supposed to go to all different, you know, legislative, you know, I mean, like the county and the attorney general, did they ever actually get to the governor? I don't know. I highly doubt it, because, I mean, otherwise he would have done something sooner. But now I know he got those bills through Senator Gorin, and he's, you know, shocked. Well, how could you not be shocked? You know, so, I mean, the Senator Gorin has been terrific with this, and, you know, Senator Marcelino before that with getting us, you know, part of that grant money for the study, which was terrific. And I think, you know, I can only speak for up here on the North Shore, but I think everybody's on board now. You know, I have the new bills now for the Water Authority legislation, which is another piece to this pie that we would need passed. But, you know, Senator Gorin has got the new bill number. It's being introduced, which that had passed previously, you know, previous sessions overwhelmingly. Assemblyman Levine is on board now. We have the assembly's number for the bill. So I feel like up here we're firing on all cylinders now. And again, nothing's ever guaranteed, but it looks like the stars are aligning. So again, I like you said, cautiously optimistic is really really the best term. And I think that, you know, the next 4 to 6 months are, you know, are critical, and they're going to, I think it's a make or break time period, at least for us up here on the North Shore. So, yeah, so I think that, you know, everybody's behind us now, and obviously, you know, Assemblyman Montesano and Ra are on board like they've been in the past. So this is a good thing.
But not a good thing if you live in the town of Hempstead. Why such a contrast act where they're looking at serious consequences if it was to spend the town, an estimated $500 million or so, give or take, to acquire the assets of NYAW in the town, municipalize the system? Why such a contrast? Why can't the town of Hempstead see the light of day on this one? I know they're spending more, but why not?
Well, you know what, Jay, I don't know the specifics of their study, so I can't say exactly, but my guess would be, and I have to say, I find it hard to believe that due to the economies of scale over there, because they are larger than us, and over a 25 to 30 year period, along with the elimination of the profit, I find it hard to believe that it wouldn't be profitable. And in other case studies, you know, the city of Missoula, Montana is a big city that they took back their water rights. It's been positive for them. I just find it really hard to believe. You know, the public water, affordable public water, it's not a luxury. And the town of Hempstead, according to a study a couple years ago, was one of the most inexpensive water providers in the nation, not just on Long Island. So, you know, I really don't know why. And I just, my hope is that they will get it right too, because everyone deserves, you know, the affordable public water. And the last time I checked on the PSC website for this, I did not see any posting of the study, you know, Hempstead's study by Walden. You know, Seacliffs is up there. Massapequa was up there initially, you know, one of the first ones. So where's this study? I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. So I don't know all the specifics, but it just doesn't make any sense to me.
And I still, you know, listen, we've had people on here, you know. You know, I look at statements from this new president, Linda DeMena. Transaction with Liberty Utilities is in the best interest of our customers. Really, Linda? Come on. I mean, she's telling us the fastest way to lower water rates for customers is to address the special franchise tax that's unfairly levied on our customers. You know, it's almost as if Linda DeMena doesn't recognize what has transpired here over the years.
Oh my God.
You talk about unfair type numbers coming way of customers. It's about time she had this epiphany opening her eyes regarding this.
Well, you know what the thing is, Jay, is that when and I read that quote, this and this quote has been like the same quote that's been going on for a while, whether it's her or someone else from the company. And you almost have to chuckle because when it says in the best interest of the customer, it's not in the best interest of the customer. It's in the best interest of New York American Water, of Liberty Utilities, of their shareholders. It has nothing to do with the customer. And when she says about it being the quickest way, first of all, there needs to be a reminder that in the past, this was addressed a couple years ago, and not all legislators supported that. Okay, so and that is something that would not be able to just snap your fingers and happen. And the thing is, it's not just the taxes, Jay. It's the entire bill. Okay, so you never see them address. They have these extremely narrowly tiered higher rates that are on average five times more, than the public water districts. They have these never-ending surcharges, particularly for capital improvements, which they a lot of times charge outside the rate block. And then the big factor, she's talking about special franchise tax. I'm talking about profit. They get a 9.75%, which baseline guaranteed profit, return on investment, and that is an enormous issue. And without removing that, our bills will never, ever be in line, with the neighbors receiving affordable public water. And they refuse to acknowledge that, and it's in everything they do. I mean, it's tacked on whether we're putting up the new tower that we've had put up. There's profit added into that. When they get the subcontractors to do the work, there's profit added into that. Their greed is honestly limitless, and they don't acknowledge it. And, this bit with the special franchise tax really is like their Hail Mary. It's the only thing they keep going back to. And it's really getting tired now, in my opinion.
And this all could have been alleviated from day one by moving everybody in your area into Jericho. I mean, listen, you guys pay the highest rates on the island. And Jericho, I believe, is second from the bottom, right? Least expensive. So, in essence, all that had to be done here with all the crying out, all the studies, all the numbers, the representation, the back and forth, all that had to be done was to move everybody into that Jericho Water District. It was a simple switcheroo. That's it. And to me, it never made sense because the governor's own father recognized issues way back in the mid-80s with Great Neck and everything else. I mean, it just made so much sense. You had so much going on over the years, and all that had to be done was to move everybody from one area to the next.
No, you're right. You're right, Jay. I mean, honestly, if you deduce it to its least common factor, it is that simple. But, the whole water industry, the private water industry, is just such a web of, in my opinion, deceit and corruption and greed. And it's hard to chip through it. And, now we've chipped through it. And I think these private water players, thought we were going to go away. And we're not going away. And that goes for both the North and the South Shore. I mean, this is just insane in this day and age to have to be crying out for affordable public water. I mean, it just really is insane. But again, we're cautiously optimistic, that this is finally going to get rectified. Because let me tell you something, if the sale does go through, it's the same pattern. I like to call it the newlywed phase, where, they say they're going to freeze the rates for the first couple of years. And then after that, Jay, forget it. The rates not only will go through the roof, but then the surcharges, the never-ending surcharges, on that bill. And it's like a runaway train, to be honest with you. It really is a runaway train.
It is. I mean, look what's happening with PSEG, LI.
Yeah.
Look what's happening with that and LIPA. Trying to put a hold on things. And you got this bonus payout. The whole thing. Asaesis is the tropical storm from August 4th. I mean, my goodness. It just seems like utilities take such advantage of Long Islanders on all fronts. And it's got to stop. We talk about people fleeing the state left and right. Well, there's another example of people getting fed up and saying, I'm not going to pay these ridiculous rates anymore. I'm not, and people are tired of it.
And I think it's come to a head too, Jay. I mean, I think it's really at a crossroads now.
And listen, we're going to put up the fight still. We're going to watch this bill. And we're going to keep an eye on things. And with your help, we will do that. We cannot thank you enough for a couple of minutes. That is great news, fantastic news. We'll talk to you soon on this. Happy New Year to all, by the way, out there.
Thank you, Jay. Happy New Year to you and your staff, too. And please keep your fingers crossed for all of us, okay?